This is Audible.
Harper Audio presents The Perricone Prescription by Dr. Nicholas Perricone, read by Rob Webb. This book is written as a source of information only. The information contained in this book should by no means be considered a substitute for the advice of a qualified medical professional, who should always be consulted before beginning any new diet, exercise, or other health program. All efforts have been made to ensure the accuracy of the information contained in this book as of the date published. The author and the publisher expressly disclaim responsibility for any adverse effects arising from the use or application of the information contained herein. Each morning, I follow the same routine. Once I get to the office, I drink a large glass of water and don a crisply starched white lab coat. I sit down at my desk and glance over my schedule for the day, study the latest results of my patient's lab tests, and read the preparatory notes for my first consultation. And each day, I am filled with the same eager anticipation, the challenge of helping my patients turn their lives around. Even though I have been in active practice for more than a decade, the rewards of being a dermatologist never fade because the results are so visible. Physicians who specialize in internal medicine or cardiology, for example, know that if their treatment recommendations are followed, lives can be prolonged and saved. But they can never experience the thrill of seeing a patient return with beautiful, healthy skin after suffering, sometimes for years, from a disfiguring condition that destroyed the quality of his or her life. The 3-day nutritional facelift is a gift, one that will allow you to experience the joy of transformation. If you follow the plan in this section, you will see visible results with your own eyes. The promise of a visible difference in your looks in just 3 days may seem too good to be true, but if you eat the wrinkle-free way for even a short period of time, you will experience dramatic changes, not only in how you look, but also in how you feel. You should consider this a test drive. Before you commit to the full month-long program, try the simple 3-day plan outlined in this section. The 3-day nutritional facelift focuses on food, the most powerful ally in the fight against wrinkles, sags, and loss of skin tone. Once you see and feel the results, you will realize that there is a facelift in your fridge. The 3-day diet reflects the fundamental concepts of my research on inflammation and aging. With science supporting my recommendations, I am confident that this 3-day plan will work for you as it has for so many of my patients. Jill, a 45-year-old former model who is now an executive at a financial management company, came to me for an anti-aging consultation. As I entered the examination room and introduced myself, my first impression was that she looked thin and fragile. Even her beautiful smile could not hide how drawn her face was. When I asked some general background questions about her overall health, she said that in addition to being worried about looking old before her time, her energy levels had hit rock bottom. Jill explained that she had become lethargic. She was always tired and frequently depressed. Although the depression was not severe, she felt the sparkle had gone out of her life. Jill also reported a major loss in her libido, placing a strain on her relationship with her husband. Concerned, Jill had recently made an appointment with her internal medicine physician, who gave her a clean bill of health after a comprehensive physical examination. She was now consulting me to see if a different approach could alleviate her symptoms. I asked Jill about her diet and was not surprised to find that she was severely limiting her caloric intake and was eating almost no protein. Jill admitted that during her years as a model, she ate very little and became bulimic in her efforts to keep her weight down. Although she was no longer modeling, her bulimia persisted. At 5'9" tall, Jill currently weighed a scant 110 pounds. In fact, like Jill, many women are nutritionally deprived. As a result of their unique brain chemistry, women tend to eat far less protein than their bodies require. Women naturally have lower levels of a neurotransmitter called serotonin, and this important feel-good chemical drops even lower during menstrual cycles. In order to raise levels of serotonin rapidly, women tend to eat carbohydrates, which boost blood sugar, resulting in a rise of serotonin levels. Though carbohydrates do rapidly raise serotonin levels, once the blood sugar goes up and an insulin response occurs, the serotonin levels crash again. In order to limit their daily caloric intake, women tend to exclude protein in favor of carbohydrates, many of which have high glycemic indexes. That is, the body can rapidly convert them into sugar, such as pasta, potatoes, bagels, and so on. These carbohydrates are also directly responsible for loss of skin tone and increased body fat. Yet with a proper diet composed of adequate protein, low glycemic carbohydrates, and the all-important essential fatty acids, serotonin levels can be elevated to much higher levels. Such a diet sustains these higher levels, keeping mood elevated and eliminating the continual craving for the unhealthy carbohydrates. As I examined Jill, I found that her skin was very thin, almost translucent. She appeared to have very little sun damage thanks to her scrupulous avoidance of sun exposure in hopes of preventing wrinkles. Nonetheless, as Jill was about to learn, sun exposure is just one cause of wrinkles, albeit a serious one. Her bone structure was excellent, and she had the facial symmetry that is typical of a professional model. Yet overlying this perfect bone structure was skin that was very wrinkled, particularly around the mouth and the chin, where the skin had taken on a crinkled look, caused, I knew, by inflammation. This crepiness is indicative of long-term inadequate nutrition, a signature of marginal protein intake, and it cannot be corrected in just 3 days. However, I knew that the appearance of this crepiness would improve after the 3-day nutritional facelift, and that the long-term program would greatly diminish the accumulated damage. I felt that I could turn Jill around. If she would follow the anti-inflammatory diet during the upcoming 3-day weekend, I promised her she would be rejuvenated by Tuesday morning, a person who both looked and felt renewed. I also gave Jill a topical amino acid formula that was placed in a transdermal delivery system. This formula had demonstrated great success in restoring libido. Jill was skeptical that a simple change in the way she ate could make much difference in her appearance, or that a lotion could restore her libido. She was soon to learn that our food choices have everything to do with how we look and affect wrinkles, skin tone, eye bags and puffiness, and facial vibrancy and clarity. The wrinkle-free eating plan is high in anti-inflammatory antioxidants. My diet eliminates all foods that cause a pro-inflammatory or pro-aging response. Have you ever taken a good look at yourself in the morning after you've eaten Chinese takeout? The pasty, puffy face staring back at you is the direct result of an inflammatory response to what you ate. Just as the wrong foods can age you right before your eyes, the right foods can take years away in as little as 3 days. Of course, the longer and more faithfully you follow the full 28-day wrinkle-free program, the younger and healthier you will look and feel. Here is the generic eating plan, the same protocol I give all my patients. Each day, you must consume 8 to 10 glasses of water. 3 meals, evenly spaced throughout the day. Always eat protein first. 2 snacks, one mid-afternoon and one between dinner and bedtime. Again, protein first. Each meal and snack must contain one of my recommended sources of protein, carbohydrate, and fat in the form of omega-3 and omega-6 essential fatty acids. Remember, this is a test run. I will give you a specific menu for 3 days of eating. There's no guesswork involved in the 3-day nutritional facelift. 4 days after her initial visit, Jill returned for a checkup. She was animated and excited and claimed she just couldn't have imagined the difference that 3 days of eating could make. Jill's energy level had risen. By day 2 of the plan, her mood and demeanor were upbeat and optimistic. By day 3, she barely recognized the vibrant, cheerful, energetic stranger smiling back at her in the mirror. Jill's skin had begun to take on a porcelain-like luster, and her pores were noticeably smaller. Her cheekbones seemed higher, her brows lifted, and the hollows in her face more contoured. The skin around her mouth that had been crepey and wrinkled was visibly smoother. Jill's entire face had taken on a look of refined elegance. Her biggest challenge during the 3 days had been to overcome her fear of eating 3 meals and 2 snacks a day. Jill, like many women, hadn't eaten that much food in one day since she was a teenager. Many women avoid drinking water for fear of bloating, a complete misconception. The great majority of us are in a constant state of dehydration, drinking water only when we experience thirst, which is too little too late. All biochemical reactions take place in the presence of water. If we are even just mildly dehydrated, metabolism drops by 3%, resulting in a 1 pound weight gain every 6 months. It is essential to drink 8 to 10 glasses of water a day. If you have any doubts about the effect of water intake on your skin, just put a grape and a raisin side by side. Jill's adherence to the regimen had produced the desired changes. I knew that if Jill continued with the 28-day wrinkle-free program, the results would be even more dramatic. Much of the damage that she had believed could only be corrected with Botox, surgery, or chemical peels would repair itself with the full program, which also includes supplements, topical skincare products, and exercise. "I feel as if I've been given a second chance, a new lease on life," Jill said. "I don't know what is more thrilling for me, the way I look or the way I feel. I only know that there's no going back to my old habits." Jill also reported that the topical libido enhancer had worked wonders. Without exception, every patient who has tried the 3-day nutritional facelift has had good results and has returned convinced that my wrinkle-free program works, and you will too. Now, you can endure practically anything for 3 days, but you will find that the 3-day nutritional facelift is neither a chore nor an ordeal. Of course, you will want to select a 3-day period during which you can control what you eat. Obviously, you will not want to start during the holidays or while you're on vacation. Though you can eat the wrinkle-free way at any time in any place, most of my patients find it easiest to start the regimen during a quiet weekend. Planning is always an important part of following any program. Make sure you have what you need on hand or plan to shop each day to ensure you're eating the freshest food available. Following the menus, I will provide a shopping list to make preparation for your 3-day test run efficient and easy. In order to achieve optimal results, the 3-day diet is more radical than the 28-day program. It is extremely important to eat 2 portions of salmon a day. I do not recommend smoked salmon for the 3-day diet, as it tends to be salty. You may substitute canned salmon, mixed with a tiny bit of mayonnaise or with fresh lemon juice, for grilled salmon, but not more than once a day. Eat only what is on the menu. It is critical that coffee is completely eliminated from our diet. Coffee raises levels of cortisol and insulin, hormones that accelerate aging and store body fat. Substitute green tea instead, which contains catechin polyphenols, antioxidants that boost metabolism and slow aging. Green tea can also block the absorption of bad fats by 30%, while the amino acid theanine promotes a sense of calm and improves one's mood. And of course, avoid chemical-laden diet sodas. Everything you need to eat to boost your energy and become radiant from the inside out is in the 3-day nutritional facelift. Get ready for your transformation. You will be eating close to the same thing each day. Remember to always eat your protein first. Though this diet has some variety, a restricted diet is often easier to handle since you're not confronted by too many choices. When you wake up, drink 8 to 12 ounces of spring water. For breakfast, have an omelet made of 3 egg whites and 1 yolk and/or a 4 to 6 ounce piece of grilled or broiled salmon. 1/2 cup of cooked oatmeal, not instant, a 3-inch slice of cantaloupe, and 1/4 cup of fresh berries, blueberries if possible, and drink 8 to 12 ounces of spring water, minimum, more if desired. For lunch, have 4 to 6 ounces of grilled salmon or low-sodium canned tuna packed in spring water or sardines packed in olive oil. 2 cups of romaine lettuce, dress with 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil and freshly squeezed lemon juice to taste, a 3-inch slice of cantaloupe, and 1/4 cup of fresh berries, and drink 8 to 12 ounces of spring water, minimum, more if desired. For the mid-afternoon snack, have 2 ounces of low-salt sliced chicken breast, 4 raw unsalted hazelnuts, 1/2 green apple, and 8 to 12 ounces of spring water, minimum, more if desired. For dinner, 4 to 6 ounces of grilled salmon, 2 cups of romaine lettuce, Dress with 1 tablespoon olive oil and freshly squeezed lemon juice to taste. 1 cup of steamed asparagus, broccoli, or spinach, dressed with a little olive oil. A 3-inch slice of cantaloupe and 1/4 cup of fresh berries. And drink 8 to 12 ounces of spring water, minimum, more if desired. And finally, a before-bedtime snack. 2 ounces of low-fat, low-salt turkey or chicken breast, 1/2 a pear or green apple, 3 or 4 almonds or olives, and of course, 8 to 12 ounces of spring water, minimum, more if desired, but bear in mind this is before bed. This menu calls for 6 8 to 12 ounce servings of water. Beyond that, you should drink at least 2 additional glasses throughout the day. Keep fresh water on your desk at work, a bottle of water with you in the car, or close at hand at home to sip as you're doing chores or cooking to stay well hydrated. That's it. What could be simpler? These meals and snacks require minimal preparation, which will keep you out of the kitchen and away from temptation. Here's all you need to prepare for your 3-day diet. 1 dozen fresh eggs. Oatmeal, not instant. Instant oatmeal will rapidly raise your blood sugar, cause a burst of inflammation, and ruin the results. Old-fashioned oatmeal is slowly absorbed by the body. 1 minimum of 1.5 to 1 3/4 pounds of fresh salmon cut into 6 portions. 8 ounces of thinly sliced low-salt turkey or chicken breast. 1 can of sardines packed in olive oil, if you chose this option for lunch. 1 can of low-sodium tuna packed in water, if you chose this option for lunch. 2 ripe cantaloupes, 1 pound of asparagus, 1 pound of broccoli, 1 pound of fresh spinach, 2 heads of romaine lettuce, 1 pint of strawberries, 1 pint of blueberries, 1/2 pint of raspberries, 1/2 pint of blackberries, 3 green apples, for example, Granny Smith, 2 pears or an additional 2 green apples, 2 lemons, olives of any type, fresh or canned, raw unsalted almonds, hazelnuts, macadamia nuts, an 8-ounce bottle of extra virgin olive oil, and 3 or 4 gallons of spring water. The more closely you stick to this diet, the better results you will achieve. After 3 days, you should be well on your way to controlling inflammation and fluid retention, and as a result, your skin will glow and your energy soar. In order to realize quick results, the foods allowed on the 3-day nutritional facelift are limited. The food choices in the 28-day wrinkle-free program are far less restrictive, and it is a way of eating you can live with forever. But whenever you need a special lift, you can return to the 3-day plan to cleanse your system and rejuvenate your spirits. Consider the 3-day plan a secret weapon, a spa in a diet. You can be assured that you will always look and feel your best by following this simple eating plan. I know it takes a leap of faith to follow this plan blindly, but I'm certain it will be worth your while. I want you to understand the remarkable age-fighting attributes of the food you eat. First, let me explain how inflammation causes aging and how to reverse its relentless progress. Though the correlation between inflammation and aging has only recently been recognized, I have spent my entire medical career studying this connection and searching for ways to prevent it. Today, research, academia, industry, and medicine all accept the causal relationship between inflammation and most chronic degenerative diseases, an astonishing list that includes arthritis, multiple sclerosis, atherosclerosis, diabetes, Alzheimer's disease, osteoporosis, asthma, cirrhosis of the liver, bowel disorders, meningitis, cystic fibrosis, cancer, stroke, psoriasis, and of course, aging. My mission has been to discover other ways to avoid hidden gradual cellular damage. In order to protect yourself, you need to understand the process of aging. By the time I entered medical school, I had already served in the Army and had been director of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Perhaps it was those few extra years in the real world that made me less overwhelmed, less accepting of conventional wisdom, and thus more questioning than my fellow students. I was always eager to shake things up, to challenge traditional thinking. One distinct advantage I had over the others was my ardent interest in nutrition. When I was discharged from the Army, I left the fatigues behind, but not the fatigue. I was mentally and physically exhausted and also suffered from allergies. In my search for help, I read Linus Pauling's books and was intrigued by his theories about vitamin C and the common cold. I also read the work of Adele Davis, a popular, if a bit radical, nutritionist in the 1960s and 70s. I was convinced that supplements would help my condition and began taking them. As I experimented with various nutritional supplements, I started to feel more energetic. I then turned to exercise and its benefits to overall health. Regular exercise helped me build muscle and become more physically fit. I found that I was not only more productive, but also more enthusiastic about my work and daily life. My allergies abated. My cognitive function and concentration improved greatly. I was surprised and thrilled to experience such dramatic changes. During medical school and my 3-year residency in dermatology, I made some important connections between inflammation and disease. In addition to learning about the hundreds of skin diseases through book study, we had to be able to recognize them on clinical examination of patients and identify them under a microscope. This allows us to understand on a microscopic level what is causing the clinical appearance seen by the naked eye. When studying various forms of skin cancer, I noticed that every time I saw a skin cancer under the microscope, inflammation was present at the cellular level. I questioned my professors, and their explanation was that the body mounts an immune response to try to fight the cancer, resulting in inflammation. I asked them if there could be more to it than that, since the inflammation was present even when the cancer was not full-blown. I asked my professors if an inflammatory response could be triggering or promoting cancer, but they persisted with the explanation that the inflammation is an immune response. I just couldn't accept that answer. It wasn't just cancer and precancer that showed inflammation under the microscope. When I looked at a biopsy of skin that showed clinical signs of aging, inflammation was present. Yet skin that showed no clinical signs of aging showed no inflammation. This discovery so intrigued me that I began to search for ways to put my emerging theory to the test. I wondered if inflammation was actually causing these changes in the skin. I began to consider wrinkles a disease, since inflammation was always present when damage to skin tissue resulted in wrinkles. I was driven by a number of questions. Were the negative signs of aging just a normal, unavoidable fact of life? Or were they an abnormal condition caused by an inflammatory state? Could many of the visible effects of aging be greatly reduced or avoided altogether? My professors thought inflammation was merely a part of the whole picture, a byproduct and not the cause. Yet, ironically, one of the cornerstones of dermatologic therapy is cortisone, which is, of course, an anti-inflammatory. The tongue-in-cheek description of dermatological practice is that if you see a skin disease and it is wet, you dry it. If it is dry, you wet it. And if you don't know what it is, you treat it with steroids, cortisones, which are powerful anti-inflammatories. I could not understand why the medical establishment refused to make the connection. I knew what I saw and never let it go. I continued to believe that inflammation was at the root of cancer and other acute and chronic diseases. Whenever I looked at a disease under a microscope, everything from arthritis to heart disease, inflammation was always a component. Every disease I studied had a common theme, whether it was cancer or aging. Inflammation was present. I was convinced that inflammation was not simply a secondary response. I believed inflammation to be the key to the whole process of disease of every type. This powerful conviction led me to develop an inflammation-aging theory and inflammation-cancer theory that has been the basis of my research for decades. I realized that regardless of where a disease originated, regardless of its cause, anti-inflammatories often solved the problem, or at least diminished the symptoms. My goal was to find anti-inflammatories that could stop, treat, and reverse the symptoms without doing harm. Naturally, my first step as a dermatologist was to search for ways to control inflammation in the skin. Every skin problem or disease I saw had an inflammatory component to it. Our skin is constantly assaulted from inside and out by elements that create inflammation. Sun exposure, air pollution, harsh soaps and skin care products, internal disease, stress, lack of sleep, sugar consumption, dehydration. The list goes on. At the top of that list are sugar and foods that rapidly convert to sugar, known as high glycemic carbohydrates, bad carbs. My research has focused on disarming these threats to healthy skin. The program I have developed is designed to fight inflammation by means of a synergy of diet, supplements, skin care, and exercise. To understand why my recommendations work, you have to know the mechanics of inflammation and its connection to aging and disease. The free radical theory is the most widely accepted theory of aging. Free radicals are at the root of many acute and chronic diseases as well. On a cellular level, they are responsible for severe damage. The atoms and molecules that make up our bodies have one or more pairs of electrons in their outer orbits. In the 1950s, Denham Harmon, MD, PhD, identified free radicals as atoms or molecules that are missing one of their two electrons, thus compelling the free radical molecules to complete their structures. When a molecule or atom is missing one of its electrons, it is unstable and will try to take another electron from any other molecule in its immediate environment. If a free radical acquires an electron from the molecule next to it, then that molecule or atom may become a free radical. In turn, the new free radical attacks a molecule next to it, and so on. Thus, we have a chain reaction of molecules that are desperately seeking completion, leaving severe damage in their wake. For each time an electron pair is broken, damage occurs to the victim molecule. Denham Harmon postulated that it is the damage to these molecules that leads to aging. But it was not until scientists finally started finding evidence of the importance of free radical chemistry in biologic aging systems that his theories began to gain acceptance. Free radicals are mostly derived from oxygen, the molecules of which tend to lose an electron, becoming unstable. These solo molecules are called reactive oxygen species. Obviously, we need oxygen to live. It is part of the air we breathe, and it enables our bodies to metabolize food into energy. At the same time, oxygen becomes dangerous when it loses an electron and becomes a free radical or a reactive oxygen species. The conversion of food to energy in our bodies is accomplished in organelles, tiny structures within our cells called mitochondria. The mitochondria may be thought of as little furnaces that take food that has been broken down into its basic chemical structure and then combine these chemicals with oxygen, producing water and energy. The problem is that about 5% of the energy produced turns into reactive oxygen species. The chemical reactions in the mitochondria are one source of free radicals. In addition, free radicals are created in very high levels throughout the body whenever there is trauma, infection, or inflammation. When we walk outside on a sunny day, the sunlight immediately begins to trigger free radical formation in our skin, which causes damage to our skin and to the tissue beneath it. We live in an oxygen-rich environment. Fortunately, nature has built-in defense mechanisms against free radicals. These defense systems are called antioxidants, which prevent damage from oxygen. You are no doubt familiar with many antioxidants like vitamin C, vitamin E, and beta-carotene, all of which we derive from our diet. Our body creates endogenous antioxidant systems as well. Some of these are enzyme systems, and others are amino acids like glutathione, which can stop free radicals in their tracks. Envision one of your cells as a castle. Inside the cell are important components such as DNA and the mitochondria that are necessary for health, reproduction, and life itself. As a castle is surrounded by a moat, the cell is encased by the cell plasma membrane that is filled with fat. The cell plasma membrane, like a medieval moat, surrounds the cell and protects it from invasion by enemies. The cell plasma membrane is covered with receptors for hormones and neurotransmitters that enable our bodies to function. For a long time, most scientists believed that the cytosol, core of the cell, which contains the vital machinery of the cell, was the site of the majority of free radical damage. But Dr. Imre Nagy, a Hungarian scientist, disagreed. He contended that the free radicals were doing the heaviest damage on the outside of the cell, in the cell plasma membrane. His theory is known as the membrane hypothesis of aging. Nagy claimed that free radicals are able to do so much damage in the cell plasma membrane because it is a molecularly dense area. Simply put, the cell plasma membrane has a high concentration of material vulnerable to damage. For example, if a tennis ball bounces around a room containing just a few chairs, there's not much damage that ball can do. If, however, the room is fully furnished and the tennis ball bounces around, it will knock over a lamp or shatter Aunt Sally's teacup collection. Damage will be done. Since the cell plasma membrane consists of a dense concentration of molecules, free radicals are bound to cause damage. The cell plasma membrane must remain fluid to function properly. As we age, the membrane stiffens and loses its fluidity. When the membrane becomes inflexible, nutrients can no longer penetrate the cell. Conversely, when thick and stiff, the membrane can no longer pass waste from the cell. The waste buildup causes our enzyme systems to slow down until we are unable even to replicate DNA or RNA. When the cell membrane loses fluidity, receptor sites for hormones or neurotransmitters cannot function. And this is how the cell ages. Nagy realized that we had to protect the cell plasma membrane if we want to prevent cellular damage from free radicals. Since antioxidants are the cell's free radical defense system, Nagy outlined the criteria for antioxidants to be effective. 1. The antioxidant has to have greater affinity for the free radicals than the tissue. In other words, the antioxidant has to be able to scoop up the free radical before it can damage the cell. 2. The antioxidant must be non-toxic. Just because a substance functions as an antioxidant in a test tube does not necessarily mean that it will work in the body. 3. The antioxidant has to be able to get to the site where protection is needed. The cell plasma membrane is a fatty environment composed of two layers of phospholipids. A complete definition will come later. In order for the antioxidant to penetrate this fatty shield, it must be fat-soluble. In addition, this fat-soluble antioxidant must be powerful enough to inactivate the free radical before it does damage to the cell plasma membrane. My research has taken the findings of Dr. Harman and Nagy a step further. My divergence from the earlier membrane hypothesis uncovered a new characteristic of the cell plasma membrane. Though the cell plasma membrane is a free radical shield, it is also the source of inflammatory chemicals that wreak havoc if they get inside the cell. When free radicals are generated by ultraviolet radiation, for example, during a walk in the sun, those free radicals live for just a nanosecond. As a result, they do very little direct damage. But these short-lived free radicals trigger the phospholipids in the cell plasma membrane to break down into toxic inflammatory chemicals. These chemicals can then leak into the interior of the cell. When the phospholipids break down, they produce a fatty acid called arachidonic acid and oxidized fats. Some of these oxidized fats convert to aldehydes, toxic chemicals, triggering an inflammatory cascade that damages blood cells and arteries and places us at risk for deadly blood clots. Enzyme systems oxidize the arachidonic acid into a number of pro-inflammatory chemicals, including prostaglandins and leukotrienes, and HETES. The inside of the cell is extremely sensitive to inflammation, and these pro-inflammatory chemicals cause a good deal of damage. Remember the chain reaction. Whenever inflammation is present, more free radicals are triggered, resulting in damage to the cell and accelerated aging. The process is threefold and cyclical. 1. A burst of free radicals attacks the cell plasma membrane. 2. The cell plasma membrane produces pro-inflammatory chemicals. 3. These pro-inflammatory chemicals produce more free radicals. All the devastating cell damage I have described is triggered by just one thing, inflammation. It would logically follow that anti-inflammatories are the answer. I thought that if I could find a chemical that would act as an antioxidant anti-inflammatory in the cell plasma membrane, I could prevent much of the damage I was observing. I had to find powerful antioxidant anti-inflammatory molecules that were fat-soluble so they could protect the cell plasma membrane and prevent the cascade of events that lead to premature aging and a host of degenerative diseases. I have discovered a strategy that reduces oxidative stress throughout the cell. By protecting the cell plasma membrane, inflammation can be minimized, preventing accelerated aging. By using such nutritional powerhouses as salmon, extra virgin olive oil, and a host of antioxidant supplements, we can fight against the ravages of time on our faces and bodies. Simple physical exercises also help us in the battle. If you follow my program, you will take control of the rate at which you age. The Perricone prescription is as much about learning what not to do as it is about learning what to do. Just as your choices can keep you young and rejuvenate your physical and mental states to a degree you never dreamed possible, so too can your choices accelerate the aging process. This knowledge can change your entire life, as it has for me and many of my patients and students. You can be healthy and active well into your 80s. You can start a new career at 70. You can take up new hobbies late in life. Your cognitive function will be at its peak when you're 65 or 70. An entirely new, tremendously rich stage of life is opening up for all of us. Make the right choices in nourishing your body as you begin your journey toward being wrinkle-free for life. My patients are always surprised when I tell them there is only one obstacle that stands in their way to looking and feeling young. Of course, they want me to tell them what it is. I hand them a mirror. Once you accept that your everyday lifestyle choices affect the way you age, you're on your way toward restoring your youthful looks and vigor. Nutrition is a major weapon in the battle against inflammation. What you eat fuels your body and sustains the extraordinary complex systems that keep you alive. The Perricone Wrinkle-Free program takes into account everything your body needs to stay healthy and strong. The Wrinkle-Free diet will show you the best choices to make for maximum health that will be reflected in every aspect of your life. I frequently wonder how it can be possible in the midst of so much plenty that the majority of us deny our bodies and brains the nutrients we need to fight aging. You must provide your brain with the nutrients it needs to function at peak levels, to solve problems, to keep memory sharp, to generate creative ideas, and to experience a state of well-being. Your body needs a steady supply of high-quality protein and the right fats. What your body does not need is sugar and high glycemic carbohydrates, like rice, pasta, and potatoes. Sugar and foods that are rapidly converted to sugar are potent inflammatory agents, and consequently among your skin's greatest enemies. The failure to eat adequate high-quality protein results in the breakdown of your cells and the body's inability to repair them. This damage is unnecessary and 100% avoidable. In place of the protein we need, we often consume large quantities of foods that rapidly convert to sugar in our bloodstream, causing an immediate inflammatory response. And by now you know inflammation equals aging. Inflammation is the reason you get wrinkles, why you forget everything from where you left your car keys to your neighbor's first name, why you can be irritable and depressed, and why you lose the healthy bloom of youth. Many of you will automatically recoil at the thought of eating fats, mistakenly thinking fat makes you fat. Our culture's aversion to and rampant fear of fat is dangerous. Essential fatty acids are critical for the healthy function of cells. As a physician, I have seen the ravages of the low-fat, no-fat diet craze, and they're alarming. Your body needs to be a well-oiled machine. If you starve your cells of essential fatty acids, which are needed to fuel the mitochondria, your body cannot burn up and metabolize the fat you consume. Instead, that fat is stockpiled as extra padding on your thighs, buttocks, upper arms, and abdomen. And so we keep trying every fad diet that comes along. When you know how sugar triggers inflammation, when you picture the chain reaction ruining your health, you will find it easier to resist that chocolate chip cookie or bowl of pasta. When you realize that protein is essential to cellular repair, that it supplies all of the essential amino acids needed for life, you will want to shift the balance of what you eat, sidestepping carbohydrates for the best protein choice, fish. An understanding of how essential fatty acids and monounsaturated olive oil promote radiant good health will assure you that these are fats to be welcomed in your diet, not avoided. Let me tell you about Megan, one of my patients. When I first met Megan, she was about 20 pounds overweight, lethargic, and experienced bouts of depression. She was frequently sick, catching every cold, flu, or stomach virus that went around. Of Italian-Irish lineage, she had an olive complexion. Her skin was loose, jowly, and large-pored. She tended to have dark circles under her eyes, no matter how much sleep she got. Megan had just quit her dead-end job, and at the age of 35, enrolled in graduate school. She wanted to turn her life around. Megan, like all of us, wanted to look good, enjoy a positive and upbeat mood, perform mental tasks at the highest possible level, and have plenty of energy and motivation to stay physically fit. Yet few of us score a 10 in any of these areas, and Megan was no exception. Yet none of these goals was out of her reach. She just needed to relearn everything she thought she knew about what to eat. Food is the key. Food is much more than just a life-giving and life-sustaining substance. It is our single most powerful anti-aging tool. The choices we make daily, or even hourly, directly influence our physical and mental states, the number of wrinkles and amount of sagging in our faces, our overall muscle and body tone, the condition of our internal organs, our brain and memory power, and our mental and emotional states. Although Megan wanted to begin her transformation with liposuction, I preferred to get her started on the right foods to rebuild her body and allow it to function in an optimal manner. In addition, I knew that the right foods would help ensure that her bouts of depression did not recur. Since food works in your body like a drug, it can bring you up or drag you down, scramble your brain or accelerate your cognitive skills, increase hyperactivity or induce extreme fatigue. Food can keep you awake or put you to sleep. Food influences every automatic body function, from your ability to burn fat to the regulation of your hormones. I asked Megan what she had for breakfast, and she proudly described a breakfast eaten daily by millions of men and women. She faithfully followed what she considered a healthful low-fat diet and started each day with a large glass of orange juice, a bowl of cereal, raisin bran or corn flakes, topped with sliced bananas, skim milk, low-fat bran muffin, pat of no-cholesterol margarine, cup of coffee. Here is what this healthy breakfast is doing to Megan. As she drinks the juice, she's causing a burst of inflammation in her body as the juice floods her bloodstream with sugar. This causes a sharp spike in her insulin levels, resulting in a rapid acceleration of the aging process, increasing the risk of heart disease, every form of cancer, memory loss, and mental deterioration. To add to the problems, the sugar flood is causing the collagen in her skin to cross-link, laying the foundation for the birth of wrinkles, sagging, and loss of tone. The coffee increases her insulin level further and also stimulates cortisol, the stress hormone, which causes the abdomen to store fat and is also toxic to brain cells. And the juice is just the beginning. Now Megan turns to the cereal, banana, and muffin, all of which rapidly convert to sugar in her bloodstream and dangerously raise insulin levels. The cereal and bananas are equivalent to eating as much sugar as you would find in a candy bar. But the candy bar is less inflammatory because it contains fat. Fat retards the absorption of sugar, thus slowing down the production of insulin. Since there is no fat in the skim milk or muffin, there is nothing to decelerate the carbs from rapidly converting to sugar, causing an insulin spike. This typical low-fat breakfast will store body fat more quickly than eating the candy bar. It is also grossly deficient in the protein necessary for total body repair. The absence of good fats can cause diverse problems, such as mental depression, heart disease, and dry skin. After you have eaten such a meal, your feel-good brain chemical, serotonin, will drop dramatically, so that you will not only be fat, wrinkled, and fatigued, you will also be in a bad mood. And if you're suffering from PMS, you can be assured that this meal will magnify your symptoms. Sugar and high glycemic carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables that rapidly convert to sugar, create inflammation on a cellular level throughout your body. If you eat a large quantity of refined sugar or a bowl of pasta that converts to sugar in the bloodstream, the sugar triggers an insulin response from the pancreas to control the level of blood sugar in your body. Diabetics do not have a properly functioning pancreas, and consequently they suffer from high blood sugar, which must be treated with insulin. Diabetics with poorly controlled blood sugar actually age one-third faster than do non-diabetics. Diabetics tend to have widespread, measurable inflammation in their bodies. Their constant high sugar levels cause kidney failure, blindness, heart attacks, and strokes. Studies have shown that when diabetics keep their blood sugar levels within normal range, they can cut their rate of health problems by 70%. Sugar causes inflammation in several ways. When blood sugar goes up, it creates free radicals that oxidize fats. And as I said before, oxidized fats are bad news. Our cholesterol can also become oxidized. We know there are two kinds of cholesterol, LDL and HDL. LDL is supposed to be the bad cholesterol, HDL the good. In reality, LDL cholesterol is not bad unless it becomes oxidized. High blood sugar causes LDL to oxidize. When oxidized, it encourages plaque deposits in our arterial lining. These deposits cause the blood vessels to clog, leading to coronary artery disease. Even though a diet high in saturated fats, such as beef, pork, lamb, and full-fat dairy products, was believed to lead to heart disease, that is not entirely accurate. These foods are only part of the story, and not necessarily the largest part. A diet high in pasta, cereals, breads, rice, rice cakes, potatoes, sweets, desserts, and juices can actually lead to heart disease. In other words, the bun may be worse than the burger. Ideally, you will avoid both. Americans have also been sold a bill of goods about which carbohydrates to eat and which to avoid. Our focus on meat and potatoes, dairy products, refined carbohydrates, and sugar addiction has made us the leaders in cancer, stroke, and heart problems. We can also lay claim to being the most overweight nation on the globe. Whenever sugar increases insulin levels in the body, fats are also stored. This leads to obesity, even though caloric intake may not necessarily be excessive. A rice cake has about 45 calories and 0 grams of fat, yet this dietary mainstay of millions of American women can make you fat. Rice cakes are quickly converted to sugar because puffed rice has a very high glycemic index, making it pro-inflammatory. Eating a rice cake will generate the insulin response that causes us to store rather than burn fat. You don't have to be diabetic to experience an inflammatory response from sugar. Even a healthy body is damaged by sugar in a phenomenon known as glycation. When foods rapidly convert to sugar in the bloodstream, as high glycemic carbohydrates do, they cause browning or glycating of the protein in your tissues. Glycation is a process long known to discolor and toughen food in storage. Glycation can occur in skin as well, creating detrimental age-related changes to collagen, and that means deep wrinkles. When glycation occurs in your skin, the sugar molecules attach themselves to the collagen fibers, where they trigger a series of spontaneous chemical reactions. These reactions culminate in the formation and gradual accumulation of irreversible cross-links between adjoining collagen molecules. This extensive cross-linking of collagen causes the loss of skin elasticity. Healthy collagen strands normally slide over one another, which keeps skin elastic. If a young person smiles or frowns, creating lines in the face, the skin will snap back and be smooth again when she stops smiling or frowning. But the skin of a person whose collagen has been cross-linked from years of eating carbs and sugars does not snap back and smooth out. Those deep grooves remain because that is where the sugar molecules have attached to collagen, making the fibers stiff and inflexible. The bond between sugar and collagen generates a large number of free radicals, leading to more inflammation. When glycation occurs in the skin, the ultimate effect is not unlike tanning a hide. Over time, skin begins to resemble a cross between beef jerky and an old boot, unevenly discolored and heavily striated with deep lines and grooves. Sugar can also attach to components in the cell plasma membrane, forming chemicals called advanced glycosylation end products, appropriately known as AGES or AGES. Accumulation of AGES in a cell can lead to malfunction and, as the acronym indicates, aging. As my research revealed the effects of sugar on the skin, sweets and starches permanently lost their appeal for me. The glycemic index is one of the keys to looking and feeling younger than your years. This simple tool is a helpful roadmap through the maze of seductive foods beckoning from supermarket aisles and restaurant menus. This scale rates foods according to their impact on blood sugar levels. The glycemic index I use rates foods on a scale of 1 to 100, with 100 indicating the increase in blood sugar levels resulting from eating table sugar. The 28-day Pericone program excludes those foods with a glycemic index above 50. For example, plain yogurt has a glycemic index of 14, which is acceptable. By comparison, white French bread has a glycemic index of 95, meaning it is quickly digested and will flood the bloodstream with glucose. You can be carrying 5,000 extra calories on your thighs, but you will not be able to burn it off because the insulin in your bloodstream creates a lock, which means that those calories cannot be accessed for fuel. If you want to get rid of those 5,000 calories and let your body live off that fat, don't eat anything with a glycemic index over 50. Otherwise, the insulin surge caused by high glycemic foods will guarantee that your body fat stays firmly locked in place, regardless of how few calories or fat grams that food contains. Simple sugars, including table sugar, honey, molasses, and maple syrup, must be relegated to fond memories. You know the kind I mean, those fond memories of tooth decay, acne breakouts, and weight gain. These foods have no nutritional value and create an immediate inflammatory cascade in your cells. If you want to retain your youthful appearance and keep your muscles and joints functioning at optimum levels, here's a partial list of foods you should avoid completely. Alcoholic beverages, including aperitifs, hard liquor, wine, beer, and liqueurs. Bacon, bananas, breads, beef, butter, carrots, cream cheese, candy, cake, chocolate, coffee, cookies, cereals, except non-instant oatmeal. Corn and corn syrup, dried fruit, duck, donuts, fruit juice, fried foods, flour, grapes, granola, hard cheese, except feta, parmesan, and romano. Heavy cream, honey, hot dogs, ice cream, jams and jellies, margarine, molasses, muffins, noodles, oranges, pancakes, pastry, pie, pizza, pasta, potatoes, pudding, pumpkin, raisins, rice, sherbet, soda, including diet soda, sugar, tacos, waffles, watermelon, and whole milk. Complex carbohydrates like corn, pasta, rice, and bread do contain nutrients including iron, calcium, fiber, and B vitamins, but with few exceptions, they cause more problems than benefits. As a group, they can trigger a rapid rise in blood sugars and create a fat lock in the body, preventing us from being able to burn or utilize our body fat for energy. On the wrinkle-free diet, I limit carbohydrates found in grains and include only whole grain, non-instant oatmeal, and legumes like lentils and beans. These foods are absorbed slowly and will not provoke an inflammatory reaction from a surge in blood sugar levels. To stay young, we need to have a slow, steady release of insulin into our bloodstreams. Portion size is another factor you must keep in mind to keep blood sugar levels stable and thus prevent inflammatory reactions in the body. Even anti-inflammatory foods can provoke an insulin response if we eat too much at one sitting, and carbohydrate intake especially must be monitored. In the wrinkle-free diet, I limit each serving of lentils, beans, or oatmeal to no more than 1/2 cup per meal, as larger portions at a single meal will set off an inflammatory cycle. The 28-day Pericone program does not mean a lifetime without ever having pizza, pasta, or bread. Once the diet is an established part of your lifestyle, you can have one of these foods once a week. Your body can handle some of these foods if you understand the balance. For example, if you eat a pasta dish, make sure to eat your protein first. Choose high-fiber whole wheat, that is 9 grams of fiber per serving, pasta, and cook it al dente, firm. Then serve it tossed in olive oil, freshly chopped parsley, and lightly sautéed garlic, garnished with Italian grating cheese such as Parmesan. The fiber and olive oil slow the absorption of the carbs in the pasta, as does the al dente preparation. The antioxidants and minerals in the garlic and parsley complete the picture. But always remember to eat the protein first and follow with the pasta and salad. And be sure to eat a small serving of pasta, no more than 2 ounces uncooked. The body must have carbohydrates to function. To meet these nutritional needs, my diet includes 4 to 7 servings of low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables. As a group, these foods are packed with vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants to slow or reverse signs of aging while supplying essential energy. They also contain water, which helps hydrate the skin and body. Choose fresh or frozen produce, but avoid canned items, as heating and processing destroys many nutrients while adding unwanted salt and sugar. Here are some foods to enjoy. Almonds, apples, asparagus, avocado, beans, black, kidney, and lima, bell peppers, green, orange, purple, red, and yellow, blackberries, blueberries, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cantaloupe, cauliflower, chicken, white meat, Chilean sea bass, clams, cod, cottage cheese, low fat, crab meat, dill, egg whites, eggplant, endive, escarole, low fat milk, feta cheese, filet of sole, flounder, garlic, ginger, fresh, grapefruit, halibut, hazelnuts, honeydew melon, kale, kiwi, leafy greens, legumes, lemons, lentil soup, lettuce, lobster, monkfish, mushrooms, mussels, nectarines, nuts, oatmeal, not instant, olive oil, olives, onions, red and white, Parmesan cheese, peaches, pears, pecans, plums, radishes, raspberries, salmon, sardines, scallops, shrimp, soybeans, spinach, Swiss chard, swordfish, tea, tofu, tomatoes, trout, turkey, walnuts, yogurt, and zucchini. Avoid dried fruits. They're calorie-dense and are concentrated balls of fructose, a form of sugar. Although fructose does not cause an insulin response, it can still attach to collagen, forming the glycation reaction. A number of popular fruits and vegetables have a very high glycemic index, so be vigilant. Only beets rate higher on the glycemic index than carrots, that mainstay of so many low-calorie diets. Carrots have a high glycemic index, higher than cookies or ice cream. Yet carrots have vitamins and fiber, so they possess redeeming qualities that cookies do not. Please do not think that if a junk food has a lower glycemic index than a fruit or vegetable, you might be justified in eating it. If the choice is between a brownie and a banana, choose the fruit. At least it has vitamins and fiber. Cooking and juicing make a difference too.